We're live.
Welcome to Heathen Hour. I'm your co-host, Shane Q.
Oh no.
Hey Shannon. Shannon couldn't be with us today, so I'm taking her place. Hopefully I will live up to her standard. Godless Cranium, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. We are doing a debate tonight on prostitution. Should it be legal or not? And we have two very, very, very people who are just ready to talk about prostitution. They have been going at it already in the back. So, well, one of you has. He's ready. Yeah, he's ready. He's not playing around. And that is, Luciano Gonzalez. And we are also joined by Red Pill Religion himself, Max Colby.
Hey, everybody. Nice to see you. I'm here to educate all you heathens on why you're wrong. No, I'm just kidding. I actually think we're going to have a fun conversation.
I think so, too. It's going to be good. Luciano, do you want to introduce yourself and tell everybody about your channel before we start?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Luciano?
Wants to show video. He says he wants to show video.
There. Okay, sorry.
Are you good?
My webcam setting switched. My name is Luciano Gonzalez. I am a YouTuber, Twitterer, atheist, and just all-around progressive person. I write and talk about political issues. I study peace and conflict studies at the graduate level, and I was raised in Central America in addition to being Puerto Rican. I have also lived in a country where prostitution's legal, and the results that it's had are interesting. To say the least, they aren't all bad, but they aren't all good. So I have a bit of a nuanced opinion on this, but generally I do support decriminalization and legalization, which are not the same thing.
Okay. And then Max, I'm sure everybody knows who you are already, but just in case they don't, go ahead and...
Well, they know me and they don't, because of course there's the online personality and then there's, you know, the guy who wants to just have a conversation. I'm happy to have this general conversation. Yeah, come visit us on Red Pill Religion. Yes, we are known for being the most rude critics of the atheist and skeptic rationalist community, although we're slowly building friendships there too, and we're calming down and learning new ways to talk. Come visit us on redpillreligion.com. We actually hang out with, you know, atheists who are cool, with people of different religions. We talk about the intersection of religion and politics, which, by the way, can't be separated. And that ought to be a debate topic on here sometime, I think. I used to be libertarian. I used to be kind of liberal progressive. I guess you could say I'm conservative now, although when I say conservative, it doesn't seem to mean the same thing that other people think it means. My general view is probably not quite as far from Luciano's as might be thought, because I do think prostitution is bad, period. Okay, so on a firm legal, on a firm moral basis, I'm against it for about 20 reasons at once. Simply on a social level, I actually do take the same position as like Augustine of Hippo and other thinkers of past antiquity, which is that it's better to have it tolerated and regulated than to try and outlaw it. But it shouldn't come with strong social approval, and it should be pretty strongly regulated, because I do think it exerts a negative influence on a community pretty much always. And I do actually think most prostitutes, not all, but wind up actually with short lives or unhappy lives. And I don't think it's good for anybody. I really don't. So that's pretty much where I'm at.
Okay. Before we came on air, we had a coin toss, and Luciano won. Did you catch that? Luciano won, so he's going to go second in the intros. And Max, you kind of went into it a little bit there, but since you're going first, maybe you could dive a little bit more deeper into your reasonings for why you think that, so that we can have Luciano. Sure.
I don't know that I have an easy way to screen share here, although I'd show you a few links. But I'll send you a few. I don't believe in just a war of studies and whoever's got the best studies. Here I am screen sharing now.
Oh no.
I can't do that?
No.
No. Yeah. That'll make the screen go crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, I will stop. But now I just don't know how do I turn it off. All right, well, I will send you a few links, okay?
Okay, perfect. And you could read from it. That's fine.
Well,
okay, you're back.
I don't want this to be a war of scientific studies because then that just gets into the sort of Spurgish, you have to prove every detail. There are any number of things you can quickly Google up from government sources and anti-prostitution sources that'll show you, especially street prostitution and its effects. What are the social sites? Here's one on laws.com, an analysis of the social effects of prostitution and what we actually see. There's the theory, and then there's the practice of, the argument is, and I will base this more on even what I've seen, because I've seen people in the life, I've known people in the life, from the highest, what you might call the highest level of it, of paid escorts, glamorous paid escorts. I've known cam girls. I've known street prostitutes. More to the point, I have also encountered quite a few young men who've gotten into prostitution. Sometimes, it's gay prostitution, or sometimes it's prostitution for older men. And what I see is just a rife abuse of children that, in my opinion, you're still a child, even when you're in your early teens. Boys are actually more frequently caught up in this life than is acknowledged, which I've done a lot on men's issues, and there's a lot of hiding of data on how many boys wind up getting caught into this, and that really bothers me, because I've known guys caught up in it too, and they frequently wind up, with disease and death as their reward for the supposed liberation of having sex for money. I don't see, and I've known people who've been in prostitution, made a career out of it and then became a madam or something, or I've read their stuff, and it's all pretty much the same. There's a lot of death, a lot of depression, a lot of despair. There's the occasional happy one, but most of them are miserable. Quite a few of them wind up with short lives. Quite a bit of them wind up, especially, they fall into it in teenagerdom, and it just kind of ruins the chance for some kind of normal, stable family life later on, if that's what they actually want, which a lot of people do. Not everybody wants a family, married life with kids, but some people do. It ruins that. I see nothing but destruction coming from it. I really do. For all the glamour, I can't see anything attractive about it. I think it ruins a lot of young kids. I think it's not the kind of lifestyle you want to hold up to your children, because it's not good for them. That's what I honestly think. And I can cite studies for this, but sometimes I just have to say, should that not be obvious? Should I be glamorizing prostitution for my 10-year-old? Do I need a study to say, wait a minute, that's not a good idea? I will get that if you want. If you need scientific references, I will get some to back me up. But I don't even feel like I should have to. Can we not acknowledge that this is not just a casual, it's not, the damage goes beyond, just, I'm in my house masturbating to porn. There's real social ramifications here. And I think there's something to be said for a tightly regulated legality, was basically where I'd come down. I guess I've ranted enough, but that's my position clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luciano, let's see if you can bring some sunshine to prostitution.
Well, okay, first of all, That was a wonderful segue. First of all, the whole purpose of this conversation has very little to do with whether or not prostitution is a moral good. Conversations about the moral impacts of prostitution are important. This is not me diminishing that in any way, shape, or form. However, conversations about whether or not something should be legal and whether or not something is moral are very different. One of the first things that I wanted to talk about today is someone's reasoning for supporting prostitution and supporting its legalization, its decriminalization, whichever camp you're in. I'm personally in legalization for some of the same reasons that Max was talking about. He and I have similar, he and I have similar stances on some things, which might surprise people, but we've come to different conclusions about them, which is interesting, and I'd love to have a conversation about that, maybe separately, because it's not super relevant to this. However, if someone wants to support prostitution and its legalization and its decriminalization, if you ask me, freedom and bodily autonomy are solid enough reasons. We don't need to know anything else to support that, but I have other reasons. One of the biggest reasons I think that we can and should support the legalization and decriminalization of prostitution is that in many cases, including in Rhode Island, including to a lesser extent in Nevada, and in Denmark, among other places, when prostitution was decriminalized, when it was legalized and regulated to a certain extent, STDs fell down. It doesn't always work. Different places are going to have different results, and different places are going to enforce policies differently, which matters a whole lot, because how a place enforces its laws does affect their effectiveness. If we are just talking about decriminalizing it and making it legal, I think that there will be very real, very negative impacts of that, including the fact that in many places where prostitution has been decriminalized, sex trafficking has increased. That's a very valid reason to be against the decriminalization and the legalization of sex trafficking, but the reality is that that doesn't change anything. Sex trafficking is not a unique consequence of places that have decriminalized and legalized and regulated prostitution. It occurs everywhere. Yes, it occurs worse, at least as far as existing data shows, in places where it's been legalized and regulated and decriminalized. But at the same time, existing sex workers, including women and men who are victims of sex trafficking, have better conditions and have better negotiating powers and the ability to hold their abusers accountable in places where these things are regulated, where they're decriminalized, and where they are not made to feel like shit about it. I hope that we can cuss on this. I hope this isn't a family-friendly conversation. But the reality is there, and I understand and agree with a lot of what Max said, which honestly genuinely surprises me, and I'm very happy about that. But at the same time, if we're going to make things better, we need to work to regulate, to decriminalize, and to destigmatize these things. If we want to make it possible for young men, for older men who feel criminalized and who feel shameful about this industry, we need to make it possible for them to come forward.
Okay, Max is. Go ahead.
That was. I'm not entirely surprised, because I usually find that for all of the hype, usually even reasonable progressives and reasonable conservatives can find common ground. In fact, probably the main sticking point between us is. I actually wonder if on a practical level because there are probably three philosophical areas of disagreement that we probably have. But at the same time, in terms of practical application, I actually have about the only thing where we probably disagree is I do think a degree of social disapproval should be on it.
I don't hugely disagree with that, depending on what we're talking about specifically.
Yeah, because you can't just insta-stigmatize somebody who fell into that profession. And you can't make every case is different. And you've got to treat people as individuals. And, I do want actually to make a case. I think it actually has to be discussed anyway. There's a lot of what goes on in atheist circles or whatever word you want to use to it is just this sort of a implicit assumption that religious values are something imposed, but somehow if you personally have made a rational case for something, that's not you imposing a moral value on others. So let's just kind of explore this for a minute, because I actually think on practical levels we can find so many things we would agree on. Maybe not everything, but a lot. Because really, I do think there's a strong case for a strongly regulated regime. And I think it sounds like we both would agree with that. So the ANCAPs just went out the window. And I do take issue with the, oh, it's just a bodily autonomy issue, because I'm like, there's a disease spreading vector here, there's a social consequence here for your personal autonomy. I'm not sure you just get to declare it's bodily autonomy, so I don't get to say anything in response, kind of thing, because I hear that bodily autonomy argument a lot, and I'm like, well, what are its limits? It's kind of dodgy. And I do want to make a case that I really, even I really think even the secular audience with no background has to have religious background has to think about. Religion is a constant in human affairs, and at some point you can't shut religious people up, and you can't make religion go away. It can't be done. And if you don't respect, at least show respect and some sensitivity to religious values at some level in a conversation like this, religious people have no reason to care anymore what you think. And that's something we all, you know, always worth thinking about, right? Oh, well, you get to throw out my morals in favor of your, because you just get to declare my morals religious, therefore you get to dismiss them. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, but you get to have your morals, and what there is something really important about thinking about that. There are, of course, people on the other side. Don't shame me with your Christian values. Like, okay, but I'm a Christian. We live with other Christians, just for example, and we would like to have a Christian community that we feel good about raising our kids in. That's not going to have prostitutes and the wild, you know, gay orgy bar down the street. I know not every gay goes there. You know what I mean, though. Some of those gay bars are like, ah, right.
Sounds fun to me.
You're an adult. You should probably get back to the central topic, you guys.
This is the central topic, which is that people do have a right to put together communities that are consonant with the values and the kind of place they want to be in. And so there is something wrong, in my view, with just tossing out the religious man's perspective because it's religion, therefore, off the charts. At some point, the religious people are going to come back and bite you hard for dismissing them that way. And I think that needs to be part of it, too. I mean, if you've got a group of Orthodox Jews, whatever, that have had a community and they want to say, look, we're not having prostitution here, I do think there really is a right for them to say, to create such communities and create such things. You can't just say, well, that's religious, so you don't get to have that opinion.
So what do you think about that, Luciano? Do you think that, Max's basic case, it sounds like, is that people that make up the community should be able to make up the rules, and therefore if you have a big enough majority of people that say, no, this is not a good thing, then we should be making laws surrounded by around that. What do you think about that?
That is the reality is that that's not enough of a reason to criminalize something. It is enough of a reason to tell your children and to tell your families to not participate in this practice. And I actually had I have a statement written out where it's like a little speech, but I'm not going to give it because it's not necessary. It's mostly just talking points anyway. The reality is, if someone's religion is opposed to prostitution, I have no issue at all with that. I have no problem. That's completely fine. Don't become prostitutes. Don't use prostitutes. But that's not enough of a reason for you to say that prostitution is a societal ill, that prostitution is bad. And I'm not saying that that's the only reason that you're saying it. I want to be clear. I think that you have reasons that are separate from that. But there are people... I talk to people on Twitter that their only reasons were that they thought prostitution was evil. That's not enough of a reason. Personally, there are atheists who think that religion is evil. My thoughts are a little bit more complex than that, but I agree with the premise that religion is bad, just like you probably agree with the premise that prostitution is bad and has negative societal impacts. That's good, but I don't want to legalize or criminalize anything because I think that something is bad. And I'm worried that there are people in your camp who agree more or less with what you're saying, whose main reason for opposing prostitution is their religious, moral, or philosophical values.
So Duke Bonanza sent a super chat, and he asked of Max, would that reasoning, or would that apply to a community that didn't want churches in it? So he's saying if you used your same reasoning.
Yeah, it pretty much would. And we've seen a lot of regulations the last few decades on what churches are allowed to do. Like, we're not allowed to ring church bells on Sundays anymore in a lot of localities. Let me get back to it. This is a long-standing contentious debate that I'm probably going to keep having with the atheist, skeptic, rationalist community. And like I said, when it comes to practical effect, I don't know where that comes out, because it actually seems like we're probably more in agreement on what we'd like to see done than not. But I think it is the height of the arrogance and even masks a dangerous impulse to say that you get to simply unilaterally declare that if my moral values are based on my religion, I'm imposing something. But if you unilaterally declare my reasons are rational, therefore, you know, mine are good enough, but yours aren't because I don't think your reasons are rational, that's actually a good way, again, like I said, for people from religious communities to simply stop listening to you and not care what you think. You don't get to tell us that our deepest beliefs, you don't respect where you don't think it's rational. Well, I think it's rational. And I don't think you get to, you is in the generic sense, I'm not going after Luciano, but to everybody of this mentality, that you can simply ignore the religious values or act like the religious values are an imposition, but what you want to do is not moral imposition of whatever it is that you want to do. I don't think you get to do that to us, and I don't think you get to do that to religious communities. If you're advocating for a policy, those of us who have to live with you and don't want to be atheist with you, you don't get to just declare our views irrational and therefore not available for public policy. You don't get to do that. At some point, that will bite you on the butt and we'll stop caring what you want at all, right? And that's not a threat. That's just something to think about. Why should I, the religious, I'm actually pretty, I'm close to, but not at the libertarian side. But when I hear that my reasons aren't good enough because religious, and I'm like, but yours are because atheist, like, you know, there really is an element here of if my deepest convictions lie this way and we have a democracy, I should be able to construct society in a way that's cognizant, you know, that's reflects the values of the kind of place I want to live. Otherwise, it's just like, you know, you seculars are just going to tell us how it'll be. And we'll just say, okay, and we'll just obey you. And, you know, that is what a religious man feels like. And that's where some of that hostility can come from. Whereas when you're, I do think that when you come forward and say, well, I think this would be constructive and I think this would work for me. And then you go to the other communities. I mean, religious people don't always get along either, but you can't just auto-exclude our values. You just don't get to do that. By what rule do you get to do that? I think if you want to see, for example, reform in prostitution laws, progressives who are for legalized, regulated regimes, like Luciano here, actually need to be reaching out to the religious conservatives and saying, well, what do you guys think? And what would your policies be? Do you see what I'm saying here, guys? Maybe I've rambled enough and I should let somebody else speak.
Well, Zero.
Okay, so I
just wanted to say, Zero, thank you for the super chat, by the way, Zero. go ahead, Luciano, sorry.
I'm going to refocus this. Because what you're saying makes a lot of sense. And I hope that in this conversation, in this conversation specifically and in general, you don't feel that way. But the reality is that the religious values in this society, in this specific topic, have formed the basis of the laws. They just have. In almost every single case when it comes to prostitution, the main reasoning isn't about the impact that prostitution will have on society. It's about how a certain segment of society feels about prostitution. And to be fair, those people, the people that this is being pandered to, are the ones in power. I'm not denying that, I'm not undercutting it, but if we look at the objective impact of society and the objective impact of prostitution and of its legalization and of its criminalization, then I think that you and I can both agree that it is probably better when it's legalized, when it's at the very least lightly regulated, and when, depending on the circumstances, there is a negative social stigma that occurs. For instance, if we're talking about the prostitution of children, I think we can both easily agree that that's awful and that there should definitely not only be that be criminalized, but also that there should be a negative social stigma, because we both acknowledge that criminalization alone isn't really enough, right? That's something that, like, we have in common.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Polygia?
Yes, definitely.
I was going to say, Polygia sent a super chat, said, religions use temple prostitutes. Are you okay with that, Max?
I don't... Oh, okay. Religions used temple prostitutes. Well, that should not be allowed in the Christian faith. Although there have been times in the past where you found church people running houses of prostitution, usually that winds up being a scandal, though. Okay, so you're asking me on the level of religious freedom. Okay, well, what if my religion says prostitution's okay and I want temple prostitutes? Yeah, that leads us into a whole new philosophical area, and one I've been thinking about a lot lately. I'm not sure I want to pull Luciano into that argument, because it may not be fair. Because he's really, I mean, we're going into, like, well, what are the limits of religious values? That's, I think, I propose that for a whole topic, actually, on another show. What
that
are the
should be. I agree, but it's not this conversation.
Yeah, it's not this conversation, but I will say that there are always limits to religious tolerance, but those of you who hold to no religion have to realize there's a limit to how much you get to impose your self-declared rationality on the rest of us. This, I'm just making that point, and I think Luciano seems to have agreed. It was not a bad point. You do have to, if you don't respect how people feel at all, they're going to stop caring what you feel about things, yeah. And that's just fair in social action. So, I hope that was an answer. Was that a good enough answer?
Good enough.
Sure.
I just wanted to give you a quote, Luciano, about... So, I found a quote by somebody named Rachel Moran. She's a former sex worker and co-founder of Survivors of Prostitution Abuse Calling for Enlightenment. And just for clarity, I'm for legalizing prostitution, but I'm just going to be playing a little bit of a devil's advocate here. So she said, as far as legislation towards decriminalizing the sale of sex is concerned, I hold the same views today that I held all through the 1990s. When I was working prostitute myself, and that view is no, I do not support that, because to support decriminalizing the sale of sex would be to support prostitution itself. I believe if a prostitute or former prostitute wants to see prostitution legalized, it is because she is inured both to the wrong of it and to her own personal injury from it. To be a prostituted is humiliating enough. To legalize prostitution is to condone that humiliation. And to absolve those who inflict it is an agonizing insult. What would you think about that?
So, I was ready for this sort of thing, because many people who are, not every single person, obviously, but many former sex workers of all sorts, including definitely prostitutes, have very strong opinions against it. And that makes sense. People who leave the industry have been victims of horrific abuse. And legalizing it does not address that abuse directly. I understand this point of view, but the reality is that one person's experience isn't reflective of the entire industry. And even, like, as Max said, there are studies that people can pick and choose that talk about negative impacts versus studies that talk about positive impacts. The reality is that this is a complex discussion. And I understand that not everyone, including people who are sex workers and are prostitutes right now, want to be in the industry. I personally believe that legalizing the industry will make it easier for people who want to leave it without facing social stigmas, without possibly being arrested. Like, that's...
We're on the same time. Yeah, we're on the same side there. We are.
Let me ask you something, Luciano, and it kind of goes into that. What about the cost to the women that choose to go into it? Like I said before, I'm undecided. I can't decide which way I want to go, but does it not enable a little bit? It makes it easier to get into that lifestyle, where if it were illegal, that would kind of be a deterrent for, you know, women who are troubled or need help to take that option, but making it legal would kind of open that floodgate?
Okay, so This is another thing that I've heard a lot, and this is something that SJ talked about when she and I were having a conversation about it. She was worried that if we legalized it, it would have an inadvertent effect, specifically that that would increase the number of people in the industry. And she approached it from the angle that that is evil in and of itself, which I strongly disagree with. I do not think that legalizing it and more prostitutes existing is a negative thing. I think that there are aspects that can be negative because, as I mentioned before, sex trafficking has been shown to increase in countries where prostitution is legalized. That's a very valid point, and that is dangerous. But at the same time, it does make it easier to leave the industry. We should all acknowledge the objective reality that if women and men in this industry who whether you want to call it an industry or not, whatever you want to call it, because there's someone in the comments section who was talking about me calling it an industry, which I understand is negative for a whole other reason, but whatever you want to call it,
it's an industry.
Yeah, I think.
But think about this, Luciano, and kind of bear with me here. Like I said, I'm kind of like Godless Cranium. I'm playing devil's advocate here, but that's not a lifestyle that any of us in here would want for anybody that we know and love, right? I think we could agree with that, correct?
I actually don't agree with that because I think that provided someone wants to be in the industry, whatever you want to call it, I think it's perfectly fine for them to be in it. I do not want anyone who is in it, who doesn't want to be in it, to be in it. Jesus, I hope that made sense. But if someone wants to be in the industry, even if they're a relative of mine, even if they're a child of mine, I'd hope that I'd be able to support their decision and respect it, provided they genuinely wanted to be in it.
Okay, well, here's where I'm going with this. The lifestyle doesn't usually end well, right? It's a very dark... speaking for me personally, it's not a world that I would want anybody that I know in every day. I wonder how you kind of... What's that?
I'd love to comment on that when you get a chance, but I don't want to interrupt the channel.
My only setback from this, like I said, I see from both sides, but for me personally, I have to think that if it's somebody that, you know, I'm very close to, I wouldn't want to see them in that kind of situation, just because of everything that comes along with it, because it's not just a industry of sex for money. It's more than that. And oftentimes that leads to other things that are far more horrible than the initial prostitution part.
Okay, so I understand what you're saying, but I have to wonder, why do you think it is that it doesn't end well or that it's a negative industry? Do you think that these are problems that could be addressed or at least mitigated by legalization and by regularization, regulation?
Maybe I don't know. Personally, I don't know if it's worth the trial and see, because I think it, like I said, opens up a floodgate, but possibly. I have no way of knowing that.
My personal position is that if it were legalized, there is a possibility that lots of the negative things that occur or that are conflated and associated with this lifestyle would be destigmatized, and they would stop happening. And if you disagree with me, that's fine, then you're being perfectly rational and logically consistent. I respect that. But it is my position that if we are able to regulate it, and if we're able to work at it, and if we're able to admit that this is a process that will take a long time, that we need to work together, we need to be willing to update our legislation, we need to be willing to challenge our beliefs that are not supported by data, then it's possible that things could go well. However, my position is that we're not going to be able to get rid of the industry, and we need to accept that it exists. We need to find ways to make it less negative. I do not believe that that can continue to happen if we continue to criminalize it.
I just want to say Godless Engineer sent a super chat. He just said, "Today I learned in an experiment with monkeys, scientists found that they naturally developed a system of prostitution." So that's interesting. I wouldn't mind reading that. If you could send it to me, Godless Engineer, that would be awesome.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
Actually. Just to sum my point up, and I know, Max, you said you wanted to comment, but I just don't think, like, it's not just the prostitution that that's the issue for me, because that comes along with a lot of other baggage with it, just because of the, you know, the people who are involved with it, the drugs, the whatever else is going on. I don't think it just ends at prostitution. If it was simply just sex for money, that might be different, but I don't think it ends just with sex and money. All right, Max.
Well, I guess I wanted to actually address a few things. I probably should have been taking notes, but in point of fact, it's people do. I even though I just made a passionate case, and I think an important one, why you really don't have a right to just trot on somebody's religious values and say that's religious, so we're going to exclude it from the debate. I don't think you get to do that. But and that said, I think you will find among both secular and religious groups, the ones who are so serious who are against prostitution, they do cite studies, they do cite data, and they do talk about the negative social consequences. I have one in front of me here. I'll send it is from a Catholic source, actually, but you'll find it cites study after study after study on their case. And again, I would say if somebody says, well, that's just a Christian source, you can ignore it. I'm like, well, no, you don't get to do that. The Christian has a right to his opinion, and he can cite whatever data he wants, whether it's the Bible or independent studies. You don't get to just, you know, I'm not accusing anybody in this room of anything. I'm speaking generically. You don't get to just say, I dismiss this source. And there are a lot of studies on the negativity of prostitution. In the internet age, it's a little different because, you know, you've got cam girls. I don't even like the word cam girls, but because, you know, online prostitution where you never
actually... You said it a lot today.
There's no. You're not going to spread syphilis with cam girls, okay? That would be really hard to do. But I mean, in terms of people who are having sex with each other physically for money, the disease vector alone there exerts an enormous social cost. It really does.
So, do you have any stats? Do you have any stats for saying that like STIs would increase under legalized prostitution? Either you or Luciana.
I'll send you the links. Basically, I bet you Luciano's not gonna dispute me on this one. Tightly regulated ones where there's disease control don't have a big problem. But the ones where it's pretty much just casual and all over the place, there's a big disease problem. Make of it what. Would anybody sane even expect it to be different? I mean, really, how are you going to spread diseases faster than having sex with 1,000 random people for cash? I mean, come on. I'll give you the references I have, but I bet you Luciana wouldn't disagree with me.
I do disagree. I'm sorry for interrupting. I'm going to make a case for it later, but I do disagree, and there's evidence to the contrary.
All right. Well, I'll have to ask you to cite those. I've got mine. I think liberalized street prostitution is going to result in a lot more spread of social disease, and that's just one of the cost vectors. We can come back on that and see if that's challengeable. But I know in the regimes where it's tightly regulated and licensed, it's not that big of an issue. You know, it's a case for tightly regulated and legalized. We got off on a tangent because there was a lot to address there. But the psychological effects, I think they're quite real. You know, a person who gets involved in prostitution this happens for everybody I've known who's been in the life. They lose the ability to form stable relationships very easily, and they have a lot less joy in sex long term. They can't turn, you know. They get into, you know, progressively kinkier and kinkier and kinkier sex, and then none of it does anything for them anymore. It is a pretty miserable life. I would be devastated if my child fell into it. And by the way, I, as a men's rights guy, I'm telling you, people always think of this in terms of the women and the women and the women affected. But the negative effects on men are huge, and there's way more guys caught up in this than anybody wants to talk about. So that was my ramble.
Okay. Can I go ahead and say the thing I was going to say?
Yeah.
Or does someone else have to? Okay, cool. So in Rhode Island, it was not strictly regulated. In Rhode Island, there were specific things that were illegal. One of them is actually really important because it's something Max said. Street walking, which is generally, it's not quite outdoor prostitution, but that's generally what it's considered. That was criminalized. That was still illegal. In Rhode Island, indoor prostitution was not illegal, and it wasn't strictly regulated. Despite that, STD rates in Rhode Island from 2003 to 2009, the period when not only was it legal for people to have, for people to do prostitution indoors, but also people knew about it, and indoor prostitutes were able to effectively advertise thanks to the internet, gonorrhea decreased.
It's going to have been a somewhat regulated regime, but I mean, right there, you have it. You have the business owners wanting to make sure they stay clean and that they aren't disease places, and so that's a regulatory regime that's probably working.
I think this is because there's probably only like 10 people in Rhode Island.
Well, I mean, that's going
to... Don't be mean to Rhode Island.
Too. Yeah, that's going to... I mean, I've known people in the life, man, and they don't live long, and they get sick a lot. So, I mean, but I have no doubt that there are, we know, like what you see in Nevada with the Bunny Ranch and things like that, they have very little social disease, because they keep an eye on it really hard. And if somebody even shows up with a little bit of a symptom, they're off the floor, or that customer is told, you know what, you're going to have to come back after you see a doctor. That's the kind of prostitution business that is, I don't know if I'll call it responsible, but that's one that's trying to minimize the social contagion, not just being casual about it. Because I just don't believe in a laissez-faire approach. I just don't believe in the, it's my body so I can do whatever I want. No, there is a social cost that comes with.
That was my next question, too, is how would you regulate that to either one of you? Like, if we did decriminalize it, how would you go about regulating that? Exactly.
I can start with what my proposals would be.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. That's cool.
I actually do think street walking just needs to be not legal at all. I think that if you're going to have physical prostitution, it needs to be at licensed locations where actually customers have a right to figure out and learn things like, has there ever been a disease breakout in this house? Has there ever, you know, what are your safety precautions? I do want such things kept away from residential areas. I want, like, you know, at what you might call classical dens of iniquity or whatever, those should probably be in, like, red light districts where the adults know where they can go to get to that stuff. Because we shouldn't have to have kids seeing that going to school. We shouldn't have kids being idolizing that as a lifestyle or normalizing it. That's the part probably some of you guys don't like, but I think you have to respect people's desire to have a community that's free of that, out in the open like that. And I want programs that are in place so that if people want out, they can get out. Anything involving trafficking in girls or boys, especially boys. Man, the number of boys caught up in this is so much higher than anybody believes. The feminists downplay it. I just wanted to get that out there. There's way more boys caught up in this that shouldn't be in it than anybody wants to talk about. And I really want to see crackdowns on people who don't want to be in the lifestyle. I want people free to leave. And yes, recognition that basically a responsible brothel owner is better than a street pimp, and so that's kind of where I'm at. I don't know. I'll done now, and I'll let them let Luciano have his idea.
Luciano, I just wanted to kind of jump off of that point that Max just made about. I think it was Jimmy Carter who said something about that if they were to legalize, if you were to legalize sex work, it would teach every boy and every woman or every girl that sex is something that can be bought, or people could just be bought and sold. And he thought that was a dangerous thing to kind of promote. So I think that's kind of what Max was kind of getting at there. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I do agree. I do agree. I really do.
So sex is something that can be bought and sold. I mean, and I'm not saying this to downplay it. I'm not saying this to justify it. I'm stating a fact. It's not a fact that I like, honestly. If we could get rid of prostitution and actually have it be gone forever, I actually don't know where I'd stand, personally, because I don't think that prostitution is evil. I don't know of any real arguments to consider the concept of prostitution itself to be evil, but I understand where this argument's coming from. But this ignores the reality that sex is something that can be bought and sold. And it's frustrating for a lot of people, rightfully so, that it can be, but we shouldn't ignore this. And as someone in the chat section just brought up, capitalism teaches us that people can be bought. It teaches us that everything has a price, which is true. Everything does have a price. Unfortunately, if we keep things the way that they are right now, the people who are in charge of that price are going to be the people who don't care about harming victims. And they're going to be people who don't care about making life better for people. And that's a problem. And to me, that's the biggest problem in this whole thing. Prostitution should be legalized, and people who support its continued criminalization are people who are okay with criminals making the rules here. And I know that that's a really rough thing to say, but that's the truth. Part of the reason why I support the legalization of prostitution is that I want to empower people who are in this industry, and I want to empower people who are in this industry and want to leave, because I think that if they want to leave, they should be able to, but criminals won't let them.
All right, because another argument that I've heard against prostitution is that it's basically making the state the pimp. So it's like legalizing pimping, but just kind of sanitizing it and making it. I don't know. It's the same kind of argument that I've heard against the death penalty, right? That gives the state the power to murder people. Do you see where I'm coming from there? Like, do you see the argument there, Luciano, or no? You would still be...
I see all of these arguments. I feel like these arguments aren't as strong as the people who make them want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like that's the problem. Because these arguments are right. Like, the things that they're saying are more or less true. But the issue is that they don't address the underlying realities of the existing world that we live in.
But would that make it better or worse, the existing world?
It would enable people to have more freedom. And to me, like, I understand that to some people that's not enough by itself, and that's completely fine. If that's not enough to you, like, I get that. And you have every right to disagree with me. If we disagree, that's fine. But the reality is that I live in the real world, that we all do, and I acknowledge the brutality of criminalized sex work. And the brutality of criminalized sex work, of criminalized prostitution, is that things are not going to get better unless we acknowledge that we have a responsibility to make them better. And part of that is legalizing and decriminalizing sex work.
So how would you regulate that? I asked Max that and I didn't get to your answer. Like, how would you go about getting everyone checked that was in the industry, or would you regulate it to a brothel like Max wanted to do? How would you kind of keep eyes on that?
I worry about streetwalking, aka outdoor prostitution, where like anyone can do it. I also worry about the reality is that as it exists right now, it's a criminal act for a prostitute to be a prostitute, and it's another criminal act for a child to be a prostitute. One of the things that I would do is I would start enacting regulations that encourage sex workers, specifically prostitutes, to come in and get healthcare. Because that's one of my concerns, as multiple people have pointed out in the comment section, disease control and disease spreading, which to a lot of people is an argument against legalized prostitution. But it's a bad argument against legalized prostitution, because that perpetuates a system in which we do not understand the rates of sex work, the rates of STDs in communities of prostitutes, and all of that. it encourages us to stay in the dark, which is a problem that I think that Max and I would both agree is unsustainable and is dangerous.
Pretty much, yeah, actually.
Yeah, so
as a practical matter, it's very hard to dispute a lot of what you said. I take issue with a little, but really, no. As a practical matter, it's we're not that far apart.
Yeah,
I still don't see where it's getting regulated, though. That's the issue.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was giving specific regulation. I do sense that Luciano is a little leery to give specific regulatory advice, and because that is where the rubber hits the road.
Is where the rubber hits the road. But the reality is that we both have opinions on regulation, and both of our opinions on regulation are not the same as, hey, sex work and prostitution specifically shouldn't be illegal. So both of us are supporters of regulation. We do not support decriminalization by itself.
Right. Honestly, do whatever you want. Just do whatever you want, and have somebody offering blowjobs for $5 on the school corner. No, we're right, but. let me address. Can I address some of this? Shit, I forgot what I was about to say now. Too, everybody wanted to talk.
While you're thinking, let me just say one more thing. What's interesting is though that with Max, he said that the testing, you know, would be enforced in house in the brothel.
And what
if from your end, it seemed like it was an option to. You know, you were hoping they would come in to get tested. Don't you think that would be something that would be, you know, kind of mandated for? That one will work.
I
want to see spot checks from the state coming in to just spot check them once in a while. And if they find that they haven't been getting their medical exams, they get shut down for a while until they straighten that out. I do want that kind of regulation, which is what they have in Nevada, and it seems to work. They don't have a big STD outbreak. From their whorehouses.
The chat's pretty excited about the $5 blowjob, Max.
I secretly am, too.
Quick way to make cash, boys.
It's important that we talk about this. So, prostitutes who have STDs, objectively, probably... Okay, this is going to be controversial until I explain it. So, you guys are going to have to give me a second. I'm ESL, so cut me some slack. If you are attempting to shut down sex workers who have STDs, I don't particularly like that. I think that there's regulation that needs to be imposed where a sex worker who has an STD needs to be required to disclose that. And if someone is okay with that, or if they also have an STD, then that's fine. But I also think that people who want to use sex workers need to be subjected to certain regulations as well. Because part of the problem is that we're going to impose these standards on prostitutes, but we're not going to impose them on the people that use prostitutes. It's a really weird double standard, especially because lots of people are intelligent and point out that many of the victims of prostitution are prostitutes, not the people who use prostitutes.
Wow. You're right. That is controversial.
Philosophically, we're not that far apart, because really, you need to be able to bounce a customer out if he's carrying diseases. Say, no, we won't service you. Get out. Sorry. That part of it also has to be part of it. You really do need a regulatory regime. I think anybody who's just going with that, well, it's my bodily autonomy, my freedom. I'm like, well, no, wait a minute. Really, I don't... You have to have some respect for people's ability to construct communities that are, you know, we don't do that around here. You do have to give some respect for that, or people are just going to start hating you, and it's going to be civil war. You do have to give some respect for more than the bodily autonomy argument. There's a lot going on here. There's so many people who get caught up in it unwillingly, a lot of them, and they often end with tragic lives. And there's, you know, communities get impacted. You know, people feel they've got a nice place to raise their kids, and now they don't. Because, you know, like it or not, I'd be devastated if my kid got into that life. Because I've known people in the life, and it's such a bad life in many, many, many cases. And that's not even an emotional argument. It's just a factual argument. The happy hooker is really, really rare. And the happy male prostitute is even rarer. So, I mean, I do see a lot of damage here. I don't shrug it off. I see this as just being a pain point for humanity. No one should have to do this. But, okay, oh, and that would be the last point I wanted to make, because I do have to go pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Somebody here said this, and I hate to be, I'm not getting it, but this is what goes with the atheistic secularist thinking, like everything reduces to economics. No, it does matter, because those of us who hold life sacred and have other values that are sacred will often say, no, you don't get to reduce it all to money like that. You don't get to do that. I don't agree that that everything has its price, or everything shouldn't have its price. Human life is too important to reduce everything in such a materialist fashion that way.
I believe, and I've been arguing that the entire time, Max.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have, but I mean,
you're not a real atheist, though, Kyle.
Thank you for reminding me.
When you hold nothing sacred and you reduce everything to something like an economic factor.
I do hold stuff sacred, Max. I hold a lot of stuff sacred.
Well, okay, we'll have a talk about that sometime. I'm just going to tell you.
Sacred is not monopolized by religion, Max. It's not at all.
Well, then you're going to have to give me a definition. Let's have another argument about that sometime. Let's put it to you this way. This is what I observe in your community is what's typical. It does not necessarily apply to everybody. Reducing everything to material costs is real common in both socialist and libertarian circles, and it repels me every time I hear it, because some things are much more important than money. So, there you go.
We agree with that.
Oh, there you go.
What do you have to say there, Luciano?
So I don't really know. I don't know, because one, I didn't really finish outlining my ideas on regulations. But one of the things that I wanted to point out, someone mentioned that one of the things I said was impractical. I'm going to point this out because it's really important. The criminalization of prostitution is impractical. Specifically, I have statistics because this is really important. And I was thinking that we were going to talk about this, but then Max turned out to be like on this topic. Max and I turned out to have so many points of agreement. And this is a weird thing that happens whenever I try to debate people. We end up talking about the things we agree on.
It's actually a good outcome.
Which is true. Like, we didn't get mad at each other, but like I was ready. Like, and you did go off topic. I did too. I'm not blaming you. I'm just pointing out, like, one of the things that we need to talk about when it comes to the criminalization of prostitution is that between 70,000 to 80,000 people a year are arrested in relation to prostitution. 10% of these people are Johns, as in people who are seeking the services of a sex worker. And then the rest are prostitutes or pimps or madams, which is the female version of a pimp. And it's really important that we talk about that, because that's unnecessary. If we are talking about consensual sex work where everyone involved is someone who wants to be involved, then there is no reason for this to be happening. And we can talk long and hard about whether or not the majority of prostitutes are people who want to be in prostitution. It's really difficult to find data on that is objective and is statistically significant. But there are lots of people in this industry who don't want to be in it. Arresting them doesn't help them get out of it. And that's something that infuriates me.
It really doesn't help. It really doesn't help. I mean, it can maybe as a one-off if it's, you know, we're going to take you in and then we're going to have you talk to a counselor or something. But even then, it's like, hey, listen, guys, I've been really tired and we've been going about an hour. Can we wrap this, or at least wrap my portion of it?
Yes, we can. We can.
And then you can all talk about how evil I am behind my back. I know you're out to get me. You're out to get me, all of you.
So that we close out on an opposing view, Luciano, I think that by doing that, it will increase the amount of people who don't want to be in it, because there's no repercussions if those people get caught. So it's open season for...
You've got to look at the people who are basically the middlemen, what I call the madams. You've got to look at them and not even necessarily criminalize, but get them under control, it would be the way I would put it. Hey, listen, I'm going to let that be my last comment. Thank you, Luciano. Thank you to the audience. Thank you for everybody. I got to go. God bless you, heathen bastards.
It was wonderful. It was surprisingly fun talking to you, Max. You probably already left.
Yeah. Breed bastard.
Okay, so I want to go back to something that Kyle said, because this is something that's going to drive me crazy. It's fine to say that you don't want prostitutes in society. I understand that position. But if we're going to say that, like, and I'm not saying that's what you said earlier, just to be clear. That sounds like a close approximation of what you were saying to me. If it wasn't, please correct me. But if we're going to say that prostitutes, I think that prostitution's morally neutral, as I've made clear a whole lot this conversation. But if we're going to say that having more prostitutes or legalizing prostitution is bad, we need to make a case for it. The only argument that I've seen that lasts when prostitution is decriminalized or is legalized is that human trafficking increases. But that does not come exclusively from prostitution. And the criminalization of prostitution makes it harder for people who are in the industry who want to leave to get out. And it also makes it harder for people who are in the industry and who want to be in the industry to have lives where they're not worried about being raped, where they're not worried about being brutalized by police, where they're not worried about a variety of other things. I personally think that legalizing prostitution is good. I personally think that prostitutes are morally neutral.
Yeah. I would agree with you wholeheartedly that I'm not coming at it from a moral issue. I'm coming at it from an impact on the women who are involved issue. And the reason I say that is because, okay, you think about it. Your point a minute ago was that women are in prostitution now that don't want to be, and yeah, you want to get them out. Okay? So if you their only safety net, I guess, would be getting caught by the police because it's illegal and taken out of that situation. Now, if you take that barrier away and you let just anybody come do prostitution that wants to, there's no deterrent there. Like the people, if they're being forced to be in prostitution, it'll be worse because it's illegal now. Like there's no way to get them out of there if the cops come along. You see what I'm saying? You're removing that barrier to the and like I agree with you. That it's not. I'm not looking at it from a moral issue. If people want to do that, that's their right to. I'm just looking at it from an overall impact on women's health. Does it build them up or does it, you know, ultimately tear them down? And I've never seen anybody that came out good in prostitution, and I would not want to see anybody in my life have to go that route.
So, okay, I hate to do this. Have you met every prostitute?
Are you going to precept me?
Like, no. There's a reason for...
No, I have not. I can answer you. No, I have not.
Like, we have to acknowledge the reality that there are many women who don't want to be in the industry. And there are many men, because as people in the comment section are pointing out, not every prostitute's alone.
Sure.
But there are also people who want to be in the industry.
Sure.
And their perspectives are valid and should be included in this. And I'm worried about the fact that so many people in the comment section and that so much of this conversation was looking at prostitutes and prostitutions from a more or less negative standpoint. I don't like it.
They should go into porn if that's what they want to do. That's a perfectly legal profession where they can have sex for money.
Yes, but there are also negative stigmas about that, and there shouldn't be.
More so than prostitution?
But it's also weird that porn is legal, but prostitution isn't.
What's the difference? What I'm saying is, go into, you know, if you want to do that, go into porn. There's your legal route.
The prostitution side, but here's the difference.
Let me explain the difference to you. The difference between the two are that porn, you don't see those negative side effects that I was talking about because it's taken out of the streets and where the drugs are and where the pimps are, and it puts the power in the individual like you want. So basically, porn is exactly what you're advocating for. It takes the power out of the streets, puts it in the person, and they own it. Now, when you talk about prostitution, that's down in the streets, pimps, drugs, all that negative stuff. That's where that comes from. And that's why it should, you know, I think it should be stay illegal.
What? Why
if you would have sex for money, go porn.
Why would porn have less of those things, Kyle?
Oh, well, I'm not saying it has less. I'm just saying you're not around that. I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't know, but I'm going to say that the gang activity is probably involved with, you know, the prostitution aspect of it. But, I mean, I think just on a superficial level, you can see that there are two completely different Thanks.
That's an argument for Jesus, I hate to interrupt. I'm sorry. That's an argument for legalization.
Look, I have no qualms by saying that I probably commit, I don't know how many fallacies, just by saying good afternoon, everybody. But I'm arguing to you from a common sense standpoint, not a philosophical standpoint.
Common sense is frustrating in this because empirical data often doesn't support common sense. Like they're okay.
Disagree on that.
No, like the reality is that a lot of the arguments that people make that talk about porn and that talk about prostitution are arguments for the legalization. And also, there's a very real argument that Shannon pointed out in the comment section that if you're a prostitute, you're never going to be able to get if you're a porn star, you're never going to be able to escape that stigma. If you leave the prostitution industry as it exists right now and no one finds out about it, you move to a different place and theoretically you're never found out by someone who knew you back then, you can escape it. But in porn, you're never going to be able to escape that. And to me, that's worse.
I'm not arguing for a case for porn. I'm just saying that's an option for you if you're dead set on having sex
For money. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not advocating that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the porn stars. I mean, don't go anywhere. I think that's a great industry. But I think that they're two completely different worlds, and it's obvious how different that they are.
I agree with you.
Way worse than the other.
But the issue that I have is like, why is one worse than the other? And what can be done to make the one that's worse than the other less bad?
One is shrouded in a lot more drugs, a lot of violence, a lot of secrecy. I mean, just probably trafficking, forced prostitution. It's done in the dark. The prostitution, I would say, to kind of put it this way, prostitution is done in the dark, hiding out where it's not brought in the light. Where the porn is out there, it's just you're doing there. It's not forced. You sign up or audition or however you become a porn star, but it's they're completely different worlds, but ultimately the same thing when you think about it.
This is infuriating to me because you're equivocating people who do not want to be in the prostitution industry with people who do want to be in the porn industry, because reality is
not at all.
I'm sorry, but yes, you are. When you talk about the negative impacts of prostitution, and you're the ones that you're saying specifically are things that are used to keep prostitutes in prostitution, and then you're ignoring the realities that some people who are porn stars are not necessarily forced into it, but they are. There's negative stigmas that enabled them and keep them in there, and make it harder for them to leave.
You misunderstood what I was saying. What I'm saying is that if you legalize on that end, the prostitution part, where it's surrounded by all of those factors that we went over just a minute ago, you'd remove the deterrent for it's spreading. You know what I'm saying? Like if you get caught down there, if a pimp messes up and the cops come by, they're going to take his girls, possibly him, and the whole thing gets shut down. If you make it legal, that protection or that, them getting stopped and the cop finding the girl, maybe that she was forced and she gets out, you're removing that barrier. You're essentially saying, just go ahead, have at it.
One of the issues with the idea, it sounds to me, I want to be clear because I'm not sure if this is what you're talking about, and I do not want to misunderstand your argument, but like a lot of what you've said to me sounds like it's defending the criminalization of prostitution because that enables police to intervene, and that encourages police to intervene. Is that a fair assessment of your position?
Can you say that first part again? That I'm in favor of.
It sounds to me like this is an argument, not necessarily that you're in favor of, but this is an argument in favor of the criminalization of prostitution because it encourages and enables police to intervene.
I think that's a bad way to put it. That's a misleading way to put it because it's not.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not saying that I want them, that I want it to stay decriminalized so that they can get caught by the police. I'm just saying that as a deterrent, that is there, that like that's a safety net, I guess. And as long as it's going on, you at least have that safety net of the possibility they could get caught. And if you decriminalize it, you remove their safety net. And you're opening the floodgates for more to come in.
It's not a safety net.
How do you know that?
You understand that, like, I'm talking specifically in the United States, where if you get arrested and you're charged with something and you're put in jail, that goes on your record. Employers have the ability in this country to look at your criminal record.
Absolutely.
That is extremely dangerous in this conversation. And it's something that I'm worried that is not being discussed properly. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Think about this. What if that girl was forced into it and they got pulled over, and the only reason that she escaped it is because they got pulled over? That little blot on her record, even if she got it, would, I'm sure, be a welcome trade-off, don't you think? That's the safety net I'm talking about.
What if, when she gets arrested, she's not able to find another job, at least partially, because of the fact...
She'll be free, though! She'll be free!
She'd have to go back into crime.
Luciano, are you saying that it's better for her, even if it's against her will, to be in prostitution?
No, I'm saying that if we... Jesus, I'm being misunderstood, and it's not intentional. I'm not saying it's intentional, but I am being misunderstood, and I'm worried that I'm not communicating this properly.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine. Just what did you mean?
Okay, if we legalize prostitution, we enable it. We make it easier for a woman to go to the authorities without the risk of being arrested, without the risk of having to go through all of the drama of the judicial system, without the risk of being stigmatized by future employers. If she was forced in a situation to be a prostitute where it's illegal, she could still be charged with a crime, and this happens.
No. I doubt that would happen.
Yes, it does.
I'm sure it has happened, but if she's being forced to do this...
That shows this.
If she's being forced to do this, I doubt there is any jury in the land that would hold that up. None.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, I am asserting that, absolutely, like, with no facts, but I can...
Yes,
I would bet my life on that.
Data does not... Oh my goodness. This is such a dangerous argument. I'm going to find the exact data, because there is data that talks about this, and I wrote it down.
If they've been forced into prostitution, they still get charged.
Yes.
Let me take a second to Google it, Luciano. So, godless, okay. who knew that once Max left, the real debate would begin? That's the funny part.
I know. Okay.
Thing before you go, Luciano. I just wanted to say, Godless, I want to ask, what are the stats on sex crime where prostitution is legalized? You put pros as leg, which is funny, but...
sex crimes go down. Yeah. In almost every single place where prostitution is legalized, rape goes down. And there's a reason for this, but it's complex. There's a theory that people who would otherwise be violent criminals to get sex find, like, they have a source to go and get it legally where they don't have to commit any crimes. But that's an oversimplification of the reason why rapists or people who would be rapists go out and rape people. So that's a whole other thing.
None of this sounds bizarre to you?
That's part of the reason why I'm just like, you guys, we can't rely on common sense associations. Like, we can't rely on common sense over empirical data.
Luciano.
I understand that it sounds bizarre, but reality is...
Sounds bizarre. I mean, it just, to me, honestly, just to be... Frank, it sounds like you have to jump through so many hoops to get it to sound even remotely palatable, and even then it doesn't sound... Let's say you had a sister, right? Would you be okay with your sister going into prostitution? I mean, honestly.
It's, okay, one, not my decision. That's not what I asked you.
I didn't ask you if it was a good decision. I just asked you how you feel about it.
Look, I wouldn't want it right now in this country where prostitutes live dangerous lives, but the reality is that continuing the criminalization doesn't make it easier.
All I'm saying is, until you want it, don't advocate for other women to want it.
I'm not advocating for women to want it. I'm advocating...
But you know what I mean? Like, until it's a position
I understand what you're saying. And I agree with the idea of it. But I'm not advocating for the morality of sex work or prostitution. I'm not saying that it's a good lifestyle. I'm saying that there are arguments to be considered for why it should be legalized, which is very different.
Sure. I'll agree with you there. That's not the issue, I don't think. Like I said, I've gone back and forth between the two also, but ultimately, it's got to come down, I think, to the human factor. And it just does way more damage, I think, than... but I want to see the stat that you were going to
say. Okay. So, a January 2016 study of arrest frequency data from the Coalition to Abolish Slavery and Trafficking shows that human trafficking victims are arrested 7 times more frequently for activity related to their trafficking than for activity not related to it, which is bad. And it's not exactly what you were saying. However, right. It's very important because that means that if someone is sex trafficked, they are far more likely to be arrested for prostitution, as the existing data right now shows, than for something else that's illegal. And that means that even if their traffickers are arrested, they are also arrested, which is not a safety net.
Right, but, no, well, I think that's misleading also. It's saying that over the course of their probably criminal career, people who wind up being people who are forced into it are arrested more. But if you have somebody that goes to the police or gets picked up in a traffic stop or whatever and tells the police, look, this is what's happening, I'm being forced to do this, you know, whatever the story may be, I'm not going to say 100%, but I can almost guarantee you that they're not going to get charged. I mean, that's just that's cruelty on cruelty right there. And if they were charged, there's no jury in America that would convict that. None. Bill Cosby got off the first time. I mean, if he can get off the first, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not a thing that would happen. Has it happened? Probably. I mean, I don't know, but I don't see it being something that you could measure. And it definitely doesn't take away the fact that that's a safety net that's probably used more than we hear about.
We don't I agree with you on the last thing that you said. We don't hear enough about this, but that's part of the reason why it's difficult talking about this topic. I feel like we don't have enough accurate data to have a whole lot of conclusions about the impact of legalizing prostitution, which is part of the reason I was just like, I'm going to make specific claims about specific areas when it comes to prostitution. But
do you need data, though, on this ultimately?
I want data because I want to have an objective basis for my understandings, because I was raised in a very different culture than you were, which is part of the reason why I'm concerned about common sense. I think that your understanding of common sense and my understanding of common sense are different.
I would agree. I would absolutely agree.
I was raised... Okay, so because I didn't say it here, I did say that I'm Latin American. I was raised in Colombia, Honduras, and Panama. In Honduras, prostitution is legalized. It's not perfect. There are lots of issues with that existing... with that existing form of regulation and of legalization, but it does enable women in Honduras who are prostitutes and men to pay for their rent, to go to school, to make a living, and to be safe. And there are other legalizations. Yeah, like women, there are not a whole lot of women in Honduras, but women and men in Honduras who are sex workers can sometimes make enough to actually be able to not do any other work. They can go to school, they can pay for their rent, they can do a whole bunch of other things.
I understand. Just follow along with me for a second. I know that you're more, you want the stats and the data, but follow along with me for just a second, okay?
All right, cool.
Is that a way of living, honestly, for somebody that has to, you know, maybe they choose to do that because it's there and it's a way to make money, but when you strip everything away, You think that person enjoys that day in, day out?
I think that there are some that genuinely do.
Sure, like, absolutely.
I think that their perspectives are valid. And I think that we can't discount them. I'm not saying that you are. Just to be clear. But I, like...
Don't you want better for them?
Like, I do want
them to have a better life than that.
I want them to have a safer life and a happier life. And to me, that's better. And if for them, that's staying in the industry, I'm perfectly fine with that. And if a family member of mine... Like, earlier, someone got mad at me in the comments section because I was just like, oh, I wouldn't recommend it for anyone in my family. If this country legalized prostitution and they enforced regulations that make prostitution a safe career or a safe job, whatever you want to call it, and someone in my family wanted to be a prostitute, I would have no moral or ethical issues with that. Would I want them to live a better life by my standards? I mean, sure. And for me, like, what I want to do is I want to help people. But if they think that they can help people by having sex, and if they make money off of it, I have no issue with that. Yeah.
No one thinks that.
You just finished saying that you think some people do think that, Kyle.
There are
people that do that would like it, right? That they'd want to be a prostitute.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
So then somebody is saying I'll that.
I misunderstood what you were saying, but I'm just saying that ultimately I don't think that the majority of people, the women, and I'm just looking at it from the women's standpoint, that I think that as a society you should want more for the ones who want to do that. It's fine. That's great. I don't think the majority do, though. I think if the majority had the choice between that or some other kind of career path, a lot of people just get
I agree with you, Kyle, and I, like, nothing that you just said was disagreeable with me.
I think Essence of Thought, though, said in the comments, which he makes a pretty good point about, you could say that about a lot of professions, right? Like, if you're working at Burger King, right, you might be like, well, I wish that somebody was doing, you know, that person was having a better life and doing a different job, but it's, you know.
I don't know if that's psychologically equivalent. I don't think so. On a psychological level, it's different with sex. I mean, it just is. That's something that is, like, raw and primal and drives everybody crazy. I mean, that's different than flipping over a hamburger, I think. When you're doing that day in and day out, that's got to have a completely different...
Well, you can make a kind of...
I'd like to know more. Like, honestly, I don't really disagree with what Kyle just said, but I want to know more about the, like... I would like for there to be more studies on the impact of prostitution and what that's like on someone's psychological state. But for me, as lots of people have been pointing out in the comment section, like, when it comes to this, the main thing that I care about is data. And I understand that that's disarming to a lot of people, but I came into this debate, like, whether it was against Max or against whoever I was talking to, like, I just want to talk about things from a data point of view. And I dislike this conversation, not this specific one, but, like, this general conversation, because we don't know enough about prostitution's impact on societies, and we don't know enough about its impact on the people who are in that industry. I would love to know more so that I could have a more concrete opinion, and I love people's emotional responses to this, but for me, I don't want, like, I think that women who are in the industry and who want to be in the industry and who are happy about it are making a perfectly valid career choice, just like you do. And I think that those are women who are seeking the most possible if they are in it happily and they want to be in it.
I think we've got to be careful when we try to say that ultimately there are women who want to just... I know there are, but I'm trying to not say that women... There are women out there that choose to just solely use their bodies because they don't have anything else to offer. You know what I'm saying?
I've never said that.
I know you didn't say that. I'm just saying I'm being careful to draw that distinction. Like, I think that if you want to get laid, you can get laid. You know what I mean? Like, if everybody had their choice, I don't think it would be their profession, because, like I said, that's just a different kind of level that affects my opinion. But
I agree, and that's part of why I suspect. That's part of why I have the position that I have. because I think that criminalizing prostitution, and like I know that we've gone kind of off topic, kind of, but that's part of the reason why I'm going to try to bring it back. I'm worried that if, as long as prostitution is criminalized, then women who are in that are forced to have that as that career. And that's part of the reason why I think that legalizing it is a good thing.
Yeah, and I can't see, like, your argument seems to be rooted in emotions, Kyle, and not in any kind of...
I'm not debating, this was just my, you know, my one question that kind of went off the rails. I didn't come ready to debate. I just think that I'm looking at it from a point of view that I think that as a society, you should want better for the women and not just say, okay, well, here's prostitution, go have at it because it's easier or whatever, or more fun. But I just think that you could do other things than just do that.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Yeah.
All right, well, that seems like a good spot to end it then. I guess we'll end on a note of agreement between Kyle and Luciano. Thanks a lot for coming on,
Kyle versus Luciano.
Yeah, it was Kyle versus Luciano. Thanks a lot for coming on, Luciano, and for helping me out, Kyle, with the co-hosting.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Chad, for stopping in. All right. Have a good night, guys.
Bye, you guys.
Good night.